We're here on New Road. It's a Sunday. It's Fringe City, and it's quieter than it's going to be in about half an hour. But I'm so glad I just bumped into Ivan Andrade, who's the director, also says adaptation and lyrics of The Little Prince, the musical. And what I'm particularly excited about is that this is going to be an outdoor production, I believe.
Yes, it's going to be an outdoor production, and in a very amazing venue. We're going to be at the Boat, the Brighton Open Air Theatre, and I think it's the second season, and I'm really, really excited about it, because it's only the place is already, it brings an atmosphere which is suitable and perfect for the show.
When did you and how did you decide that this classic story could be a musical?
I was working on my previous production, which was an adaptation of Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. And the thing is that there was a boy there working for us who had a little role in the production. And he was really, really special. And everybody seeing the show was like, wow, that boy that just appeared there, he was so good. And then we thought, yes, it's like a little prince. And then we thought, well, this is a story we've always loved, so maybe we should do The Little Prince, just because we already had The Little Prince.
So you have the story, and then, so what's the creative process of saying, that can be a song, that's where we're going to have music?
Yeah, it's very much about while you're doing the adaptation, so, and it's, you finish a scene, or you're in the middle of the scene, I don't know, it's very much a physical experience of, yeah, now a song could be put in here, or now we need like a break from the text and just bring some music here. Yeah, it's, I don't know, you really, when you're writing it, it's like now. And then you have to think about the lyrics and everything, obviously, but yeah, it's something like very intuitive.
And do the original words of the story make it into the lyrics?
Sometimes, yes. At the moment, I'm not very sure anymore about what is originally written by me and what is originally written by Exupéry. But yeah, sometimes you take, for instance, obviously, the main sentence in the story is, what is most essential remains invisible to the eye. So obviously this invisibility is a very important concept to the original story and to the play. So there should be a song. And the hit of the play, the hit of the musical, it's called Invisible.
And I think a lot of people don't know that the author, I never pronounce him brilliantly, but Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, was also a poet.
He was a poet. He was an aristocrat. And he was a pilot. And it's very funny, well, not funny actually, but very interesting that the story starts with a pilot crashing in the Sahara Desert and then being approached by the boy who happens to be the Little Prince. And it's very sad to say that Saint-Exupéry died in an airplane accident. So yeah, he crashed and he died. He was flying on a reconnaissance flight during the Second World War. So yeah, it's quite an amazing anecdote.
And so in terms of then, let's do this outdoors, you know, yes. What happened and why did you decide that?
The thing is that this is a remake of a Spanish production we did 2 years ago. And this was something that an outdoor venue in the island of Mallorca, they asked us to produce this, to bring this show there. So it was already designed for an outdoor place, and the experience was really amazing, because The Little Prince, both the novel and the musical, talks a lot about nature, about being in contact with our human nature, yeah, with this experience of looking at the stars and finding yourself, being in the desert. There's a lot of nature around it.
Well, it's an outdoor book, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah, that you said, it's an outdoor book. So we staged it originally outdoors, and it has such a lovely atmosphere, being there and having the prince having a lot of space around, not in a small stage, not in a dark room, but really in contact with the real sky and with the sunset, because the show is designed, it starts at 7:30 in the evening. We also have Martinez, but it starts at 7:30 in the evening and it ends nearly 9. So it goes with the sunset. So you can you still see in the show with daylight and you end up with lightning. So It's all a very, very interesting atmosphere, and we had that in the premiere in Spain. And with this remake, with this new production, we wanted to repeat that atmosphere that we consider very essential to the success of the show.
Now, the audio here can't pick up how much your face and your hands are moving as you're describing all of this. But, you know, you're very expressive, and you're bringing Spanish weather to Brighton today as well. But in terms of people that don't know, what is it in the kind of Spanish theatre tradition that you brought to this production? Have you brought your Spanish nest to it?
Well, this is an interesting question, because my productions draw a lot on English, on British productions, because I've been coming to London to see shows since I was 12, and I've been always in love with productions like Oliver, Matilda, Billy Elliot, Wicked, Charlie and Chocolate Factory. So basically, what I've been doing in Spain until last year is bringing the British essence of theatre in there. And that's been very much the core of the success of it. Because they were saying, like, wow, this is something different. This is very powerful. So I'm drawn very much...
So it's in the other direction?
Yeah, it's a little bit in the other direction. Obviously, there is also... I'm Spanish, so obviously, I would say... answering your question, that there is a lot of passion in what we do. So I try to work with the actors so that they really feel, that they really see, that they really experience what they're doing, which is anyway the basics of theatre. But I would say that, yeah, there is a deep passion in what we do in rehearsals, and hopefully what we will be showing in the show.
Well, that passion's coming across in this interview for sure. So, Ivan, just as the music gets loud here on Fringe City, we're really looking forward to coming to see A Little Prince. So the last thing in this noise, I'm just going to invite you to invite the audience to come and see it.
Yes, do come and see a very, very amazing show that draws on one of the most beautiful stories I've ever written. The cast is absolutely superb, and I promise it's going to be really a meaningful, touching experience that you will not forget.
A great invitation. How can you refuse it? So do come. Thanks very much indeed.